Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I've got this email earlier from a guy called Rob, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Rob lives in York, okay?
Yeah.
Picture the scene. He's been seeing this girl for about 3 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. It's all going quite well. And he is round at hers last night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just watching a bit of TV. And she says, would you like some melon? Obviously, he was like, okay, good morning. Said yes. Well, yes, I very much would like some melon, thank you.
Right.
So, follows her into the kitchen. Now, you know, do you eat melon very often?
I do eat melon, yeah.
Right. You normally slice it, don't you?
Well, I eat pre-cut melon.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, you're one of those really posh people.
No, I'm not really posh. I just
one of those people that buys prepared food.
No, I don't buy
prepared. Because you can't be asked to collect
yourself. No, I don't buy prepared food. I just don't know what to do with a melon.
Well, you slice it, don't you?
What? All right. Well,
that's what you would normally do, surely.
Right, okay. Watermelons are even more complicated.
So if I put a melon in front of you now, you'd just be like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I would struggle with it, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, you do normally slice them.
Okay,
okay?
Right.
Now, this girl, right, it's like a big old honeydew melon, okay? I like to fill in on all the detail, right? She gets the melon, and she doesn't slice it up. She puts it between her thighs and crushes the melon open with her thighs. Right. Now, that's not right, is it?
Did that bring tears to his eyes?
Well, he's slightly worried now.
I bet he is.
You know, if she can do that to a melon,
yes.
What could she do to him?
I'm on his side.
I'd be scared, wouldn't you?
I'd be very scared.
What's the next step? Where does it go from there? Fancy a beer? Oh, okay. Don't know. Where do her tricks end? Wasn't there a Bond girl that could do that?
Yeah, we were asking the wrong person.
Ivana Humperlot or someone.
I don't know.
Now, actually, to test this theory...
You know, have you got a melon?
I did go to the shop before... And I do have an actual melon here, which I do believe is honeydew.
That is a big
melon.
That's
a good melon, isn't it?
Yeah, that's huge.
See, if I put that in front of you now, what would you do with it? You don't know, do you?
No, I don't know.
Could you eat prepared melon?
Yes, yeah.
You don't slice it yourself.
Right, now what are you going to do?
Right, okay. This might make Laura hurl, and you might win, because you're 2 minutes away from when you said. Let's see if Laura can crush an actual melon between her thighs. She can't even walk, but... Okay, go.
How the hell am I meant to do
that? I wish people could see this. This is amazing. Just go on. As hard as you can. Crush it. Go on. Harder.
I think it needs to go higher.
Do you do?
Yeah, I was more between her knees.
Right, okay, go.
I feel like I'm laying in it.
Yeah, it's a real good look for you. Go on, love.
Oh.
Seriously, nothing at all. She must have super strong thighs.
Super, yeah.
I'd be worried. Seriously, Rob. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Laura from Winchester.
Hello, Laura from Winchester.
Hello. I'm just calling to say, I think the girl with the melon must be a horse rider, because I'm sure we can all do that.
You ride horses, do you, my darling?
I certainly do.
Okay. And you reckon you could crush a melon with your thighs like that girl?
I reckon I would.
You would? Right, how far... Are you on the way home?
I am on the way home, yes.
Right, when will you be home?
About 5:15. I'll stop and get a melon, shall I?
Can you?
I will do.
Is there any supermarkets in the vicinity that you can stop at?
I'm sure there is.
They do have them in Winchester now, don't they?
That you can tether your horse up to outside or nip in and get a melon.
All right, OK, so I'll call you back about 5:15 and I'll try... We'll see if he can crush it, yeah?
I'll have a melon ready.
Okay, a nice ripe honeydew would be amazing.
I'll see what I can do.
A lot of people want me to play the noise of Laura trying to crush a melon between her thighs again because some people are finding it strangely arousing. Go on! Go on, love! Can't hear it myself.
Radio 1 Podcasts. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1.
Hello, who's that?
This is Rosie.
Hi, Rosie, where are you?
I'm in Darlington.
Okay, that's nice. And how can I help?
I'm just listening to the radio and I'm so curious now. I'm going to try and crash a melon when I get home.
Right, so you're also stopping off at the shop to buy a melon to see if you can crush it between your thighs. Good morning.
No, with the kind of thighs I've got, I'm sure I have no problem.
Well, you've got thunder thighs left?
Absolutely.
Have you? Good morning.
Maybe she just meant their tone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she just meant they were toned and muscly, not
sorry.
Not big. Brilliant.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to stop and try it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I was thinking that, yeah.
Can't wait for it.
Is this the Darlington noise? Only people in Darlow can understand. Right, okay, well, you go and get a melon, love.
Yeah,
And let us know how it goes, all right?
Yeah, I will be crushing it, and I'll let you know how it went.
All right, that's brilliant.
Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, see you too.
Okay, love you, bye. Seriously, what was all that about? You understand any of that?
Not a word.
Oh, melon, oh, crush. Okay, bye.
Big thighs.
Big thighs. How's it? Scott Mills, Radio 1. Right, so we played the Dave game earlier, and now it's time to go international on Yo Ass. In our new game, Pierre or No Pierre. Can you guess where we're calling first?
Is it Germany?
No, it's surprisingly France.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is, I think, you know, Pierre is the equivalent of Dave in France.
It's not.
What?
It's the equivalent of Peter.
Yeah, but I mean, it's as popular as.
Oh, right, okay.
Right? The idea is there a Pierre there or not?
Right.
So what do you think? I called a random French number earlier. Pierre or no Pierre?
Oui.
You're saying Pierre?
Oui. Okay.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Je voudrais parler avec Pierre, s'il vous plaît.
Il n'est pas là, monsieur.
Say again?
Il n'est pas là.
Pierre?
Oui, absent.
He's not there?
Non.
When will he be back?
7 o'clock.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Loving it.
He was there. What a very strange conversation.
I know. 7 o'clock.
I was thinking more from your end, really.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but well done.
Okay, so 1 point to you. And now it's time for Bruce or no Bruce. Guess where I'm phoning?
Is it Lithuania?
No, it's Australia.
Ah, right, okay.
Now, they're ahead of us, aren't they, Australia? Quite a long way ahead in front in terms of hours.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like in the future, aren't they?
Yeah, because their today is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
How cool is that?
It's well futuristic, Australia.
Yeah.
How confusing.
Yeah. Do you reckon if you phone them up, they'd be able to tell you the lottery numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they would, wouldn't they? Why has no one thought of that before?
I don't know.
Just call someone in Australia and ask them. Because they're in the future. Also, listen, right, I made this call earlier. Even their phones are well futuristic. Listen to this. Now, have you never heard a phone ring like that before,
That sounds like something out of sci-fi.
I reckon Australia looks like in one of those sci-fi films.
What, like the moon?
Bit like, yeah.
Hmm?
I was thinking more iRobot. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. That's what Australia looks like, okay. I think. Anyway, Bruce or no Bruce?
Did you have some wine during news beat?
No.
Okay.
Bruce or no Bruce?
No Bruce.
No Bruce. Mm. Okay.
Well, only because Australians all call each other mate and don't know each other's names.
Let's go over to futuristic Australia and find out.
Hello?
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 Hello, is Bruce there, please?
Excuse me?
Is Bruce there, please?
Hello?
Hello, is that Bruce?
That's my last name.
It's not your first name, no?
No.
Bruce is your last name?
Yeah.
But you are called Bruce?
Yeah.
Right, thanks for your help.
No worries.
Yeah,
no,
that's allowed.
No, that isn't allowed. No, that's a surname.
Still Bruce.
No, we're only going on first names. And he wasn't called Bruce, so that doesn't count. 2-0. Mm,
okay. 2-0. Right, one more, okay?
Okay.
Now we're going to call Germany in our new game.
Hands?
Hands or no hands? Right, so we called up Germany, called a random phone number. Is there a hands there, yes or no?
Yeah.
You think you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hallo?
Guten Tag. Ich möchte mit Hans sprechen, bitte.
Hans.
Ja.
He is dead since 4 years.
He's dead?
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. No hands. I think we should leave that game there, maybe.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Stop laughing, please.
I think I might have hands game guilt.
Right, I have. Now, a lot of people are saying, is it wrong that I laughed at that last phone call? Am I sick? Yes, you are. You're wrong, 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 wrong. And you were wrong as well.
I know.
Because you said there would be a hands there, and the place we called was actually hands-free.
Radio 1.
Look, no hands.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Stop it. It's not. Poor. Oh, that was. Oh.
I feel so wrong.
You are wrong.
Oh. Now, I know a lot of you have been waiting for this for a very long time. I'm sorry that she's so rubbish at timekeeping. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Scott.
Right, where are you now?
I'm still in the car park of Tesco.
Oh, jeez. You said
sorry.
You'd be home. It's half five.
I don't get any phone reception in my home.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't get any signal at my mum's house either. That's near there.
Can't
get
it.
Nothing.
I can.
Can't get Channel 5 yet either.
That's what your mum's saying. She watches me every week.
Oh, don't do that. Right, okay. So you have the melon now. Describe it for me.
It's round and yellow and it's ready and ripe.
It is ripe, yeah?
It says ripe and ready on it, yeah.
Okay, now you you do ride horses, don't you? Good morning.
I do, yes.
So if anyone's going to be able to crush a melon between their thighs, it would be you, wouldn't it?
I would hope so.
Right, well, it's now time for this momentous piece of radio on Radio 1. By the way, I am up for an award this year, so if you think this is top-quality entertainment, then go to my pages online and vote for me at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 because I'd like to win the award.
Are you going
to
hold the phone near the melon?
Well, I'm hands-free, so yes.
Okay, right. This is what happened when Laura, on the show, tried to crush one earlier. Go on! Go on, love! Nothing. Nothing at all. And she's, you know...
She's a sturdy girl.
She's sporty, yeah.
She's a sturdy girl? Oh, my
oh,
God!
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Sturdy.
Oh. Good job she's not here.
Oh. Right, OK. Are you ready, then?
I am ready, yes. Right. Melon between thighs.
Right, OK. People are actually, like, in their cars now waiting for this to happen, so you better make it good. Could you, like, you know, put some effort in, love, make a noise and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, I will do.
OK, cool. Ready?
Ready. Oh, yeah, it broke.
What?
It broke.
Is that it?
That was it. It was quite easy.
So, the melon just broke like that? You didn't even... I don't believe that.
I did. I bought another one. I bought a cantaloupe as well.
Okay, try that but one.
Because that was a bit of an anticlimax.
It really was. So people have been waiting for ages for this. Right.
See, this cantaloupe feels a lot firmer. I don't know whether I'll be able to do this one.
Okay, have you got melon running down your leg now?
Yeah, it's on my work trousers.
Oh.
Okay, right. Let's try it again with a cantaloupe. Go!
No, this one won't go.
We'll try a bit harder, yeah?
Okay, hold on. I'll put it the other way.
Keep going until
it breaks. You're not
really
patient, are you?
No, keep going. No.
And again.
No, I'm done for now.
Oh, go on, once more. Come on, you've got horse rider thighs.
No. Cantaloupe's a no-go.
Right, honeydew, yes. Cantaloupe, no.
Yes.
Well, I think you'll all agree that was worth the wait, wasn't it? Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Scott. Love you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Michael from Holgate.
How can I help?
Well, I'm just a little shout-out to tell everyone to vote for Scott... Because this is quality radio.
What, the melon crushing?
definitely.
You think that's suitable for a loaded Funniest DJ Laughter Award, do you?
Certainly do, yes.
Brilliant, thanks for that.
No problem.
I think we should do an action replay, because you can, right. You can actually hear it pop. Listen, this is Laura crushing the melon between her actual thighs.
Yeah, it broke.
Did you hear that pop then?
I did hear a
definitely
pop.
Definitely a
yeah.
pop there, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, it broke.
Yeah, definitely yeah. did. Now imagine being her boyfriend. Think about it.
I don't want to.
Hi, darling.
Oh, yeah, it broke.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.